Sylvia Baltashkes on Ulanos. We've already talked about Baltashkes in general, so now we'll do Baltashkes and Ulanos in particular. So the Gemara discusses this on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph on the base, on Rav Dikla, Tan Kava, Aser Lemiktitze. So if a fruit tree is still producing a kav, so it's usher to be kotzeitz it. Now, the halacha is, or the metzias is, first of all, that as trees grow older, so they produce less and less fruit. And there's a peak, and then they go less and less and less. And generally, what a farmer will want to do is, after the tree is not producing enough fruit to make it worthwhile to occupy that land, they'll want to chop down the tree and then use the land to plant new trees or other crops or the like. Of course, we know there's an Isser of Baltashkes, and the question is, what's the halacha? So the answer is that there's a shear given. What's the shear? Tan kava. I have to figure out what's the pshat in this shear. Is the pshat that if it's less than a kav, so then it's not begeder priates? And therefore what? It has a dinam nilan srak? Or is it something else? So I'll have to figure that out. Especially because, as we'll see, let's imagine you have a situation where it doesn't, it still produces more than a kav. It produces a kav and a half, but you still want to chop it down in order to plant new trees, which are going to produce much more. So, sounds like from the Hemshech Ligamar you'd be allowed to do that, in which case you have to ask, so what do we need the shear for? You're chopping down for no reason? Well, then it should be Aser Al Tashkes anyway, even if it wasn't a fruit tree. So we'll have to figure that out. Meisvei. Kamei Bizayis V'lo Yiktzitzu Rova. So the shear is much less than a kav. It's a quarter of a kav. In other words, a quarter of a kav is equivalent to, of olives, is equivalent to basically a full kav of dates. Each tree, presumably, will have its own shear. That's why Toskin Geffen is a kolshu, which is a little strange. But could a kolshu really mean a kolshu? We'll get back to that. Maybe. So now we have another hatter, meaning to say, presumably, even if it's producing a kav of fruit, still if it's me'ula bedamim, then it's mutter. What is me'ula bedamim? So if I chop down this tree, the lumber is worth more than the shvach peros, so then it's mutter. In other words, here we're having a very big chiddush. Even though you might have understood that the Torah prohibits cutting down fruit trees at all. And the first chiddush doesn't teach me that. Maybe the first chiddush is, like we said, it doesn't have a din of a pre an eitz osa pri if it's not osa kav peros. It's like an ilan srak. Here we're saying, no, this is definitely an eitz osa peros, but still, it's more valuable, so then it's mutter. Unless you're going to say, no, once a wood's more valuable than a tree, it doesn't have a din of a fruit tree, but that would be very strange. The Pashtus is, we're saying, that basically the nature of the Isser, the Baal Tashchis, is when it's derech hashchasa. So memela, once the wood is more valuable than the tree as a tree, so then it's not a derech hashchasa, and it's mutter. Like the Pasuk says, lo sashchis. Lo sashchis means derech hashchasa. Tanya mihachi, rak eitz asher teida, ze ilan machal. Now what does that mean? The way Rashi reads this, we'll read Rashi in a second, is that it's mutter to be kotzeitz any pre for the war effort. Kilo eitz machal hu, ze ilan srak. So let's look at Rashi. Rak eitz asher teida kra yaseirahu. Dehave lei lemichtav rak asher lo ku machal. There's a whole extra phrase in the pasuk. Why does it need it? So it teaches me like this. Zeitz machadachi kama. Rak eitz asher teda im encha yodaya karov lematzur elahu. Then kachanu vafilu hu shal ma'achal. In other words, even though you would have read from the psukim that under no circumstances can fruit trees be cut down during the war effort, still it is mutter if you have no alternatives. You don't know of another tree that's around that's not an Eitz Machal. The Chimi Acha, Shizov L'Rab was called Davar, Ma'atam Alam Kilo Eitz Machal. So now, what you're going to say, that you're allowed to chop down even a fruit tree to build for the war effort. So then, what do we need to say, this whole distinction between Eitz Machal and Ilan Srak? There's really no difference. You're allowed to cut down even fruit trees for the war effort. So the answer is, Lahaktim Srak L'Machal. That's basically the Chiddush. In other words, the Ikar Nekuda, the Pasuk is, if you need wood for your war effort, and you have the option of cutting down a fruit tree and a non-fruit tree, you must give preference to the non-fruit tree. Now, we'll see in just a moment, the Rambam totally disagrees with this. And it is worth noting, though this is certainly, I think, the simpler reading of our Gemara, that it basically, the Gemara sort of taking the Pasuk and reading it the opposite of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. If you look at the Ramban al Torah, he tries to show how maybe it is consistent with the Pshuto Shel Mikra, but the simple reading of the Psukim, right, I think you would never have imagined this. It almost sounds like the simple reading of the Psukim is you may not cut down fruit trees under all circumstances. And now we have the Gemara telling us, well, actually, you can. Yachol afilu mulu b'damim, Talmud Lomar Rak. So going back to the Heter we had before, mulu b'damim, how did we know that? We know that from Rak. In other words, it's not just what I was saying before, that the Torah only asked derech hashchasa, but there's actually a specific zeres hakasav for the Heter mulu b'damim. Maybe you don't need a gzer sakasa for eno sakav, though. That could be a different thing. Shmuel aisi le arise tamre. Achil tayim behu. Taima de chamra. So he was eating his dates. And in the dates, he could taste the taste of wine. Meaning to say that since the vines were planted in proximity of the dates, then they were sucking the wine taste out somehow or another, and this, of course, will harm the vines. So Amar Lei, my high, Amar Lei, Beni Gufni, Kaini, Amar Makhishi, Bechamra, Kule Hai. In other words, it must be very harmful if you could even taste it in the taste of the dates. So Rashi gives two pshatim what exactly mikurayu means. That means to cut it down, or to take away the hearts of palm maybe that are around it, that would probably cause it to die. Either way. Is there an additional chiddush of Shmuel? Or is this the same thing, equivalent chiddush of mulu b'damim? Maybe there's an additional chiddush because in and of itself, this is derech hashchasa to the date tree. It's just that with respect to something else, it's causing a hafzid. So there's an added chiddush over here, though might still emerge from the same zeres hakasa of the rock, or perhaps it's something else.
How is that different than just cutting down a tree? If you could do...
What do you mean?
I mean, mulu b'damim.
Saying, when would anyone ever cut down a tree if it's not mulu b'damim?
I'm saying, like, how is... I didn't understand how...
Why Shmuel a bigger
chiddush? This is more derech hashchasa than cutting something down...
Oh, because with respect to the tree, it's very different. When it's mulu b'damim, this tree is more valuable as wood than as a fruit tree. So that's when it's mutter. You don't know necessarily when this tree is much more valuable as a tree than as wood. It's just that agav, it's harming something else. You don't know that's mutter. So there's definitely an added chiddush there.
I mean, it's not because it's more of a derchash.
No, that's what it could be, because you could say, Mineube, this is hashchasa. With respect to this tree, this is absolutely hashchasa. Right? I'm destroying this tree. Now, I'm destroying it because it's hurting my date vines, but I'm still destroying it.
So, meaning hashchasa is being defined as and monetary.
Just saying ahava, Mina. That's, okay. You could, that's the question. How do you learn the hatter? You could have understood the hatter, mulubadamim just means you look at it in and of itself. Kamash Bila, no, even ancillary. And as we'll see, the Rush says even Tzarch Makomo, right? Which isn't even a bigger Chiddush. Even a bigger Chiddush. So, as I mentioned, the Rambam disagrees. We'll go back to that first point first. The Rambam writes like this. In Perek Vav, Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Ches, Ein Kotzes in Ilani Malchal, Shechotz Amdina, Ve'ein Monim, Mehen Amas Amayim, Kedei Sheyivshu, Yevshu, Siaga from the Rambam that it's l'chayra us or even derech grama to destroy a tree. In other words, even if you redirect a stream that's going towards the fruit tree and memela, now it's not going to get watered, so memela is going to die. That's also a violation of Bal Tashchis. Ashenema lois tashchis is etza v'chalakot is loka. The law be matur bilvad, al b'chol makom, kol hakotzeitz ilan ma'achal, derech hashchasa loike. So here the Rambam is stressing the gedder of the Isser. The gedder of the Isser is derech hashchasa. Aval, kotzeitzin im haya mazik ilanus acherim, but you can cut it down if it's mazik ilanus acherim, presumably that's not derech hashchasa. O mipnei shem mazik b'stei acherim, Oh, mipnei shadam of yikarim, l'asar tayra ala derech hashchasa. Kol ilan srak, mutar lakutso so, v'afilu eino tzarech lo. What does that mean? There's no iser for ilan srak, even if you don't need it. What does it mean, don't need it? Isn't that Bal Tashchis? I mean, it's not Bal Tashchis creates. So let's read on. B'chein, Ilan ma'achal, shehizkin, b'ena osa ela davar muat, she'ena roi l'troach bo, mutar lakutso so. Now we give the shirim, b'kama yehei hazayas, osa v'lo yakut senu, rova kav zesim, v'adekel shehu osa kav tamarim, v'lo yakut senu. V'lo ilan rosbovad, this is what we read before, ela kol m'shaber kelim, so then over about that we discussed already the halacha, the machlokas. Does this mean midoraisa? This we thought was the pashtas, just as no malchus mardos, because some forsh b'kra perhaps, or is this indicate that this that the extension to other things is derabbah. So that we're not going to return to that, but just we saw that already. So already the Lecha Mishnah points out the ha'ara that I made while reading the Gemara, which is the Rambam clearly just made the Gemara like we read. When the Gemara was matir, when the Gemara said at the bottom of the page, Rak eitz asher teda ze ilan ma'achal, Kilo eitz ma'achal hu ze ilan srak. So, right, we're permitting cutting down two things, right? Ma'achal and srak. So again, Rashi said that meant you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree for the war effort. The Rambam didn't say that at all. So what is the Rambam reading?
Why is that worse than cutting down for another tree or for?
Well, let's just go back. So what's this one sentence? So what has the Rambam reading it? The Rambam says that the pshat is that you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree during the war effort ever. Right? And what's the Gemara being matir? What are the two things? One is a ilan ma'achal that's not producing kashir. that you're allowed to cut down for the war effort, or an Ilan Srak, but not a fruit tree. A regular fruit tree may not be cut down at all during the war effort. That's the Rambam's position, as opposed to the Rashi's position. The Ramban also learns like Rashi in his Pirshei HaTorah. And the Lech Mishnah already notes that how is the Rambam reading our Gemara? Urabeinu kasha lashon abraisa she'amru sham b'achovel tami hachi rak etz ha'sheteda v'chulei, and he quotes Rashi. And he says, no, what's the pshat in the braisa, according to the Rambam? The pshat is that the two things that are being permitted are the fruit tree that's osa pachos mikashir, as well as ilan srak. And then it's an interesting thing. So what's the Gemara? V'chi ma'achar shesofa l'rabos kol davar. It's not really kol davar. That's a little sfer. What does kol davar mean? It means an ilan free pachos mikashir. So what's the idea? L'haktim, meaning to say, no, don't go ahead and say that if it's osa pachos mikashir, it's mamish like an ilan srak. There's still an inyan l'hakdimo. Now, what's interesting is then that the shir is relevant. You see, this is a mile of the Rambam's pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, you could ask, why do we really need this shir? Let's say kav. Right? At the end of the day, if I'm allowed to cut it down, let's say because it's mula b'damim, or because it's mazig ma'ilanos, or I need the makom, or whatever it is, so then even if it's making more than a shir, it's making five kav, and it's still mutter. And if it's not being mazik the onos, or it's not me'ula b'damim, then why should I even be able to do it if it's a half a kaf? So according to the Rambam, it's very meduyuk. In other words, this is a din in the laws of milchama. Laws of milchama, then there's a halacha that you may not cut down fruit trees at all. Well, but if it's eno osa kav, if it's pachos mikashir, so then it's mutter. But even then, we have to give preference to the ilan srak. It's a little more difficult than the Gemara, but it happens to be much more, you know, according to the way the Rambam's reading, we're not totally uprooting the pasuk mepshuto. In other words, the pasuk still is telling you that you may not cut down fruit trees while besieging a city as part of the war effort. What can you do? You can. All we're being marbe is an old fruit tree that's barely producing any peros, but good, you know, strong, healthy, robust fruit trees may never be cut down at all. So it's perhaps a little more of a dochak in the reading of the Gemara, but the psukim now are much easier to read.
And so, meaning, and a little bit dumb, according to the Rambam, would only apply if it's pachas mikashir.
So now, no. Not at all. Mulubadam, he said, across the board. So Mulubadam is always mutter. In other words, there's basically, let's take one step back. Presumably, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about pikuach nefesh? So presumably not. In other words, presumably, the Rambam would agree that anything necessary for pikuach nefesh, let's say, you know, they're in the middle of a battle, and if they don't quickly cut down this fruit tree and use it as a bulwark or whatever it is, then, you know, they're going to die. So then, pikuach nefesh adolcha kol tarkula, especially in Muhammad. So that's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about a typical situation where you have a siege, like the Pasuk's talking about. Ki tatsur al ir yamim rabim. So you're sitting around, and they're in the city, and you're outside of the city, and they're besieged, and you know you want to make a little progress here. So you want some wood to build a ramp or whatever it is. There's a need for wood to win this battle, but there's no pikuach nefesh. So then the pasuk saying, lo sashchis aseitza, you can't cut down the fruit trees. That's what the pasuk is saying for the Rambam. Now, the question is like this, but one second. Didn't the Rambam, this is what Yoni was asking, didn't the Rambam already say that it's only aser derech hashchasa, right? Mula b'damim is always mutter. So isn't this basically equivalent to shelo b'derech hashchasa? Right? If I go ahead and I need wood to build a ramp, good. And there's no other trees around the city except for fruit trees. So this is basically equivalent to Me'ula B'damim, right? Just like I would, under these circumstances, be allowed to cut down the tree to build my house, so I should be allowed to cut down the tree to build a ramp for the war effort. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So, l'chora, there's two options. One is that maybe, since it's part of the war effort, that's by definition hashchasa. In other words, the Rambam told us that the Torah only asked der hashchasa, right? Me'ula b'damim is motuk, is not der hashchasa. What's a war? Ein l'chashchasa g'dayla mizu. It's not like you're building a house. That's shelo b'der hashchasa. Here, it's der hashchasa. And therefore, it's always aser. You could say that, but I think that's a very big daichak. Big daichak. So I think the pshat is a little differently. The pshat is that the Rambam goes ahead and understands the lav during the war as different than the lav shelo b'shasa milchama. In other words, even though in the end of the day we learn from this parsha in Isser Hashchasa of Ilanos all the time, the context of the placement of this parsha in the parsha of Milchama is relevant. Let's say it a little differently. Why is it that the Torah taught us the Isser of Bal Tashchis in the context of war? Why didn't it just say Lo Sashchis Es Eitza? Why does it say when you're going to be Bematzor and you need the what do you need the whole Gansa Maisa? So maybe you could say no. Here it's even B'shas Milchama, it's Aser. Or maybe, like the Ramban is saying, you should have a bitachon, even though you're in a war, don't get desperate, whatever it is. This is not the only answer to that question. But what the Rambam is saying is, no, the placement of the Isser of Hashchasas Ilanei Machal in this context of the war is telling us something about the nature of the Isser. We still extrapolate from it a general rule, but the Isser, the rest of the time, which we derive the extrapolation, is not necessarily the same as the gather of the Isser, B'shas Milchama, which is why the Torah puts it, B'shas Milchama. So we have one halacha in Hilchos Milchama, which basically says you can never cut down fruit trees as part of the war effort. And if you look at the Lashon, for example, in the Minyan HaMitzvos at the beginning of Hilchos Milchama, that's what he writes, Shelo v'hashchis ilanei ma'achal b'matzor. That's the guy near the Isser. Why didn't it just say, the Isser is Shalol l'hashchas ilanei machal? So the Rambam, when defining the mitzvah, right, what's the definition of the mitzvah? Shalol l'hashchas ilanei machal b'matzor. And that's the way he uses it in Sefer, in the Kotaret. As we talked about earlier, I think, in this month, Kotaret almost always reflects the formulation in the Torah, as opposed to the halachos. And this is yet another example of that. Right, we talked about that at the beginning, I think. Now, then we have the second halacha. So one halacha that we learn from this parsha is the halacha of warfare during Kipshuto Shel Mikra, when in battle, you may not cut down Ilanei Machal. Then there's another halacha, which is always shayach, and that is that we're not mashchis derech hashchasa. Right? And like he says in Halacha, right? V'lo b'matzor bilvad, ela b'chol makom kol hakotzeitz ilan machal derech hashchasa is aser. In other words, the iser b'chol makom is there, but then it's only b'derech hashchasa. And that's why the Rambam, when he's describing the iser b'shas milchama, doesn't say derech hashchasa. Right. When he's describing the Isser B'shas Milchama, he writes, Shelo l'hashchas ilanei machal b'matzor. When he's discussing the halacha Shelo B'shas Milchama, so then he writes, the Isser is kotzeitz ilan machal derech hashchasa. So if that's true, so now we'll say, okay, good. And that, and maybe also Shar Dvarim, okay, we talked about whether Shar Dvarim is also deraisa, drabanan, but certainly, Ilanei Machal, Shelo B'shas Milchama, is deraisa, but still only derech hashchasa. Yeah.
So we're saying that with the Rambam that during the Mechama, even if the trees are supposed to be above the cover, above the porter, but if it's very, very more a little bit dumb, let's say.
Right.
That's still be awesome.
I mean, you can't use it for the war effort. Whether you might be able to chaff it down to build your house after the war if you want. That's the regular halacha. But it's also to chop it down to build a bulwark or whatever exactly you want it for in the war.
You need to have to rule the dumb bit, right?
Yeah.
Isn't the second mahalach just sort of like a rehashing of the first one, except assuming that, like, Mirush the Rambam was magdir this way, as opposed to trying to give an explanation for it called Derech HaShasa.
Maybe, but that's still totally different explanations. Meaning to say, in one case, the Rambam is coming from the Psukim, and the Rambam is saying, it's not the pshat that the issue is the same all the time, Kamash Malon, that Milchama is by definition Derech HaShasa, which is like a mud nizach. Instead, the pshat is, no, that the Geder HaIsser is different, B'Shas Milchama, and the rest of the time. And we learn that. We learn that from the way that the Torah said it.
I don't understand. Like, why would it be better?
The Torah, you don't know if you want to answer that question, you can, but that's already in the world of Tamei HaMitzvos. I'll tell you a reason. You could make up all the reasons you want. Look in the Chelo Gimel, the Rambam, and Marnevuchim. That's Tamei HaMitzvos, not the Geder of the Mitzvah. The first pshat is that the Geder of the Mitzvah is Derech HaShchafa. And the Rambam holds that by definition, anything milchama is derech hashchasa. The second shot is totally different shot. That there's an isser b'shas milchama across the boards, and then there's a mitzvah the rest of the time, derech hashchasa. Now, you want to now ask, v'chavus? So then, in a world of tamei mitzvos, I could start telling you reasons. But they're totally different shot. Is there one gather or two? Now that's the elegance of the first pshat, right? If the first pshat made sense, it's a much, much, much better pshat. Because you don't, it's much more elegant to have a mitzvah that is one gather across the board than the second pshat, which is very shver, which is that there's one mitzvah from which you learn two dinim, and there's one gather here and one gather there. That's a very, very mud pshat.
The meaning?
So the first pshat, if it makes sense, is 10 times better. It's just that I don't think it makes sense. I don't think it makes sense to say that since it's pshas melchama, by definition it's derech hashchasa.
But Lameisa, why aren't you just making melchama exceptional in the first pshat for a shver reason, and in the second pshat you're making it shver for no reason?
I told you, I can make up a reason. But this isn't the philosophy class. This is that reasons we don't care about. We're briskers. All we care about is the gadder. So that's the difference. If you're just asking me what's the reason for the mitzvah, I'll make up a reason. But that doesn't belong, that's not what we're doing now. Friday we could do that. Right? Gdarim of a mitzvah, there's a huge difference. Sometimes it's hard to figure out which one it is, right? But when we get the gedder of a mitzvah, that's not the same thing as tamei mitzvahs. There's a big difference between lomdos and tamei mitzvahs. So that's the point. The first pshat is saying that, is giving a gedder. And I think if it made sense, as I said, it's a much, much better pshat. I just think it's very hard to say that. Okay. And again, I think even in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Meduyot, the second pshat. In other words, that there is a difference in the Geder. That, like he says, when he defines the mitzvah of Milchama, it's Shelo l'hashchas ilanei ma'achal b'matzor. When he defines the mitzvah as Shelo b'shas Milchama, it's Hakotzi tzilan ma'achal derech hashchasa. Okay. Now, sort of interesting. Oh, we'll leave that aside. Now, So what comes out, let's say, from the Rambam is, right, that there's basically three halachos. In other words, one halacha is derech hashchasa, that's always usher, and it's usher actually l'ch'oira for all things, not just assuming for a moment that when the Rambam extends it to other things, it's the iser of bal tashchis d'oraisa, even if there's no makas arbayim. So one is derech hashchasa, which is always aser. One is what he calls k'shein tzarech lo, which is mutter, except for eitz machal. And one is when is mazik ilanos acherim, which is, or mazik b'stei acherim, whatever it is, which is mutter even b'eitz machal. Okay. Now, well, because ein sarach lo is, it's an interesting hara, and really you could go two ways in reading halacha teh. She could have gone another way. That's the way I originally read the Rambam. The way I originally read the Rambam was like this. Before I saw the Lacha Mishnah, is that there are three Gedayim. There's not so much the focus of Milchama versus non-Milchama. But always. And the pshat would be like this. The pshat would be that there are three gedayim. There is derech hashchasa, which is aser for all trees always. There's einot sarech lo, but not derech hashchasa, which is mutter for ilan srak or pachos mekashir, but not pre-eights. When I say pachos mekashir, meaning the tree doesn't make enough of a shear. And then there's me'ula b'damim, which is mutter even for pre-eights. And there's nothing special about milchama. Right? That's the way I originally read the Rambam.
So what's the definition of Ein Sarach Lo? What's the example of what you're using it for?
I don't need it, because I could use an alternative, like an Ilan Srak. Meaning to say, let's imagine that you know, people plant non-fruit trees also, right? They have value. So I don't need it, because I could use something else. I could use a new abstract. It's not me'ula b'damim. It's not that it's, I need me'ula b'damim, I need this cut down, because this is worth more as lumber than, so I need this. So the pshat in the Rambam is that the pshat in the Rambam is nothing to do with milchama be'atzem. The pshat in the Rambam is that it's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. There's three halachos, right? In other words, let's say it like this. I was trying to answer up an interesting shaila, which is, once you're going to go ahead and say that there's a broad iser bal tashchis, which means, you know, would apply to anything, begadim, ilan srak, but let's say Elon Srak. So is there anything special about fruit trees? Right? It's for everything. So that's what the Rambam is writing, that there is. That the nafkamina is ein tzarchlo. Ein tzarchlo, I don't need it. It's not derech hashchasa. What's derech hashchasa? Stamazei, I'm being a mashchas. Right? Not everything that you have, basically, there's something in between me'ula b'damim and derech hashchasa. What is that? Ein tzarchlo. For that, it's about that which we say, Elon Srak is mutter slash pachos mikashir. That's where there's enough kamina of the shir. Right? And it's very possible that the Rambam might say, disagree with the Rosh. Eino tzarchlo might, for example, be mekomo. Right, so the Rosh is matir by Mekomo, we'll get there in a moment. Maybe that would be usher for the Rambam if it's pre-8. Because Eino Tzarech Lo, I don't need it. I don't need it cut down. Maybe, not clear. The point that the Rambam is getting at over here is that you have to say, if you give this pshat, so no, there's nothing special about Mechama, but there has to be something in between hashchasa, which is always aser, and mu'ula bedamim, which is mutter even for priates. Because we can't just, in the end of the day, say that the iser applies equally for everything. Because the Torah specifies fruit trees and distinguishes fruit trees between fruit trees and non-fruit trees, and the Gemara as well, by giving you a shear. Right? What's the nafkamina for the shear? In the end of the day, if it's mu'ula b'damim, it's mutter. If it's not mu'ula b'damim, it's asur, like we said. So there must be something special about fruit trees. So that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is going to be something in between eino tzarchlo. I don't need it. You could use something else. Right? I could use a different tree. Or versus, which is, so that, also for pri, mutter for srak, mutter for pachos mikashir, versus der chashchasa, which is always aser. Always aser, even for srak. That might be another mahalik for the Rambam. And then you'd have to say that the Rambam is reading this brisa, like we said before, but having nothing to do with war, right? Tana mihachi, rak eitz asher teida, ze ilan machal, meaning pachus mekashir, kilo eitz machal hu, ze ilan srak. So pachus mekashir and srak are mutter. And then we say, and for what? So the first pshat we said is mutter for, you know, chopping down to build your ramp to break the siege. If you gave this pshat, you'd have to say, that's mutter, shein zu eino tzarchlo. Right? The Chimeach, which is over the Rabbis, called Davar Matam and Loimar, Kiloetz Machal. So, in the end, since we're going to be Matir, both of them, Kisha Lo Tzarech Lo, why do we need to be Matir by this one specifically? And the answer is Lahakdim. Even then, we would prefer that you use the Ilan Srak to the old aged fruit tree. Okay. Now, if you look at the Ravid, by the way, he says something interesting. He says it's asur to cut down a pre-eight. Ki ulai lo yitzdarech lematzor the aser lakotzitzo. In other words, Ravid is also dealing with the issue that once we're going to be matir, let's say mu'ula b'damim, or any time you're cutting down a fruit tree for a good cause, so what exactly is the Torah asering? In other words, the Torah must be asering something, right? presumably, the Torah is not just asering hashchasa, because the context of the Torah specifically is that you're fighting the battle. You want to cut down the fruit trees in order to for the war effort, right? It's not like stam hazeh, oh, you know, you're going to take a break from fighting and just like go around chopping down trees derech hashchasa. That's not what the pasuk needed to aser. So what exactly is the pasuk teaching me that, you know, I wouldn't have what's the chiddush? Me'achar, that there's... So the Ravid gives a different answer to that question. He's bothered by the same problem that we're explaining the Rambam is trying to answer. So the Ravid answers, this is not the Ravid and the Chidushi Ravid, that aku ki'ulai lo yitzdarech la'matzor basir l'kaitzitzai. Now, I think what he's getting at is like this. It's almost begader. He's also presumably, like the Rambam in a sense, understanding that cutting down a fruit tree for the war effort is always aser. But why? Like we asked, if you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree to build a house, if it's mulu b'damim, so also for the war effort. So, and maybe this is almost like begeder, you know, explaining the time of the crop. The answer is, the reason why the Torah prohibits it is because you might not end up needing it, right? In other words, when you're fighting the battle, you like anything goes. You're not thinking, right? Everything that might help us win, we're going to do. So we're going to start cutting down fruit trees. Why? Because could be, you know, in a week from now, we're going to need to build a ramp. Okay, could be, could not be. So you know how to cut it down. Right? It's not like a house. It's not like, let me cut down a bunch of wood, and then, let me, you know, because maybe I want to build a house next week. When you're ready to build your house, you're going to cut down the trees. Masha Inkein over here. In other words, you have to be choshesh. That's what the pasuk is telling me. Maybe you're not going to need it. So now is an interesting shaila, what the Ravid would say in that. In other words, would the Ravid say, and I'm not sure the answer to this, that, you know, okay, I'm ready to build the ramp. Can I now cut it down? Because, what do you mean? Ulai lo yitzdarech, I need it. Or would you say no, that he's saying that in the war effort, you always can't cut down, because you never know exactly what's going to happen or the likes. I'm not sure. The Ravid says something else there as well, but yeah, I think you could read that Rive in both ways. Both would be interesting chidushim. Both would be.
Why is there in the Rambam? It is explaining what the Rambam says.
Similar, as I said, similar to the first mahalas we gave in the Rambam. Yeah. It's just giving a reason. You know what I said before, that, you know, we don't do because we're good briskers. So the Ravid wasn't such a brisker, I guess. Chas v'shalom. Another thing the Ravid says is also interesting. When it says, you know, in the Gemara, you're allowed to cut it down because it's mulu b'damim, he writes, Shiyachol liknos b'dam av ilan ose peros yoser mimenu. So what does he need that for? Yachol, do you need to? She's saying, Mula B'damim is mutter. That's fair. He doesn't say you need to. He says, Yachol. So I think what he's saying is that that's a simon. In other words, this tree, we're going to look at it as a loss. Because even in the, it has to be inherently a loss, even in the world of fruit trees. But it is, because if I were to chop down this tree and sell the lumber, I could get $1,000 for it. And this tree now, as things stand, is only going to produce $500 of payrolls. Or, even better, I can go ahead and buy two fruit trees for the price of the lumber. So, mineyube, it's not hashchasa, so therefore it's mutter. The fact that I can chop down this tree and build a house isn't necessarily going to be matir it. Because why, who decided that a house is more valuable than a fruit tree? But in the world of fruit trees, this is more valuable cut down. And therefore, it's not bal tashchas. It has to be mineyu bei, shalow. In other words, in the world of fruit trees, this is still more valuable cut down. Very interesting idea. We already mentioned the Rosh Hashita that im hayatzarach lemakomo it's mutter. And this raises a very, very common question. Very common question people have. They want to make an addition to their house. And there's a fruit tree there, blocking it up. So are they allowed to do it? Until not that long ago, there was a shul in Brooklyn that had a fruit tree growing right through the middle of the tree. Shul. They needed to, they renovated the shul, they expanded the shul. But there's a fruit tree, so you can't knock it down. So they milled like a hole in the shul, with the fruit tree going right through. And then, I mean, you wouldn't notice that there's a fruit tree going through, I think. But
how do you know?
Well, because there's a wall.
Oh,
it's like, imagine a pillar in the middle. Let's say there's a pillar in the middle of this room.
Than
I think of it, windows and stuff, right?
You climb up to the huge floor.
Right. So anyway, right, this is a big shaila. Big shaila. A person wants to make an expansion. So chayra should be mutter. At least if we paskin like this rush. It's a little, right? I need the space. Why do I need the space? Because I want another bedroom. Now, what if I don't want to build, and you know, it's not the pshat that I'm a, that the person has a mishpacha habrucha b'yaladim, as the poskim say. You know, right now they have 12 children and a 2-bedroom house, and so they want to knock down their fruit tree to make a 4-bedroom house. Nah. You want to knock down the fruit tree because you want to build an indoor swimming pool in your backyard. What's the halacha there? So Adam is saying, and I would have said the same thing. So you wouldn't have said it if you knew who you were arguing with. Because Rav Avadia disagrees with you. Rav Avadia, and that shuva that I told you about, says, no, that's not Tzarech Mekomo. Tzarech Mekomo is, like I said, a mishpacha brucha b'yaladim. Okay, I don't know if it has to be, you know, 14 children and 2 bedrooms. But the point is, it's not if it's... It's not a larvacha, a swimming pool. Who needs a swimming pool?
You think you, the Rosh, would say that?
Yeah. He thinks we pass on like the Rosh.
Where does the Rosh ever tell you? Tzarech
Mekomo? Oh, so apparently that's the way he's reading it. Tzarech Lemekoyme. That's Tzarech Lemekoyme. Who needs a swimming pool? That's not Tzarech Lemekoyme. That, you want a swimming pool.
Well, but Shabbos, we say that Tzarech Lemekoyme is only for a regular.
We don't say that for Klish Melech Delisser, you're right. But that's the way he reads the Rosh. That's the way he reads the Rosh. Latilo, Harvacha. That's what I'll read you. Sof davar hakol nishma. Now, I have to admit that I didn't read everything until the sof davar hakol nishma. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now. But anyway, sha'ikr lahalacha, shemutter liktzai tzilane machal kedei laharchiv diraso asher haya kayom dechuka umitzumtzemes lemishpacha bruchas hayeladim Hashem aleihem yichyu. Ve'en b'zech shasakana klal. Well, tzad ha'yoser tov, nachon liskor gaylik, so say, that's what some poskim say. Okay, have the gayim do it. Maybe it's a little better. It's not going to help if you think it's aser, but it's yoser tov. Kamakom, imarchiv dirasu latil, uleharvacha be'alma, o lenoi uleyofi, en lahatir k'titzas ha'ilanus b'shvil kach. K'may shakasav, v'chavas yoyir. Truth is, If you look at the Chavos Yair, I'm not so sure the Chavos Yair would agree. The Chavos Yair is matir only if you want to explain. The only time the Chavos Yair is asering it is if you're just doing it for Tosefes or Otiul Rivacha Be'alma. Which I would think means you can't cut it down to make more space, but you can cut it down to build something in its place. Meaning to say, if I want a backyard that's no trees in it, because I like an open space in my backyard. So then, that's not Tzarech Mekaymai, right? But if you want to build something in its place, even if it's only a swimming pool, that should be okay. As opposed to the way Rav Avadia seems to be reading the Chavos Yair, which is, it means that you need its space. Teal and Harvacha are examples of things that are not really necessary, like the swimming pool.
Isn't that how they use the word in Israel? Teal? Teal is like
anything like fun or whatever? Yeah, I mean, I think in modern Hebrew, the teal is like to go on the teal.
Sure, yeah.
But here it means more like, you know, unnecessary things. The Aruch HaShulchan, who the Rav Avadia also quotes as endorsing his psak, also I think might matir the swimming pool. And again, he might only be asering I'll read you his lashon. He's even more makel than the Chavos Yair because he's matir if it's mafil chalono. Right? Now, you have to remember, and the Shulchan Aruch is also matir, it's mafil chalono. Now, mafil chalono for them is a little different than us because they didn't have electric lights. In other words, if we have a tree that's darkening our room, so it doesn't really take away from the tashmish of the room as much. You could say, okay, I'd rather have some direct sunlight than the tree, but I could still use the room the same way, right? Before electric lights, so Ma'afil Chalono was a much more significant impediment to usage of the room because, you know, you need to use a candle during the day. But anyway, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes again. Liktotz ilan ma'achal, this is in Kuf Tez Zayin Sif Yud Gimel. Liktotz ilan ma'achal, asum na toira v'chazal amru shiyesh gam sakana b'zeh, v'lachain yesh mi shemachmir af b'tzarech l'makomo. So this he writes as berheite v'shem beis yankif. We didn't mention this view. We sort of mentioned the Rush, and we wondered, does anyone disagree with the Rush? So there's no explicit Rishon that I know of that disagrees with the Rush. The Beis Yaakov is medayek from a couple of Taisus in that he disagrees. But the Rayos aren't Mukhrach. Amna, Medina, im tzarech l'makom ha-mutter, so we paskin like the Rush. It's mutter, tzarech l'makom ha-v'cheni. Mafil al-chalono. It doesn't mean dafka makomo like you're going to build something in its place, but even if it's darkening your window, the kol shekein she'en kpeda b'ktitzas anafim. Okay, it's a different issue. We're not going to get into that so much. What's the halacha about trimming the branches? Again, not l'tzarech ilan. V'dafka k'shetzarech makomo l'binyanim aval l'harchev l'tiul be'alma in l'ktos. So again, the way I would have read the Aruch HaShulchan is, it's mutter, it would be mutter to build a swimming pool. And what's aser is just for its space. It's not mafil b'chalom, no. But the way Rav Avadia is reading it is that anything that's not a real tzorach is aser. So for Rav Avadia, it's sometimes going to be tricky. You know, you have to, do I really need this or not? But if you do need it, It's going to be mutter. Yeah.
Where does this heter come from? Meaning, even though the Rush says v'cheinim hayitzarch l'makom nira de mutter,
why should it be different than the other two cases that are explicit in the Gemara, namely the wood is more valuable or the it's ruining. In other words, this is ruining the house I want to build, or this is much more valuable as space for building than it is for space as a fruit tree.
But you could only...
Let's imagine the following situation, right? This, you know, property used for building in Manhattan sells for about $14 a square foot. Property used for non-building, zoned for non-building, like fruit trees, sells for about 25 cents a square foot. So this is much more valuable for building than it is for non-building. It's the same, the Rosh is Chiddush. Now, is it a Chiddush? Yeah, I think it's a Chiddush. But it's Mestaber, the Rosh says, that once you're going to understand that it's mutter to chop this down because it's more valuable as wood, well, this is much more valuable as building space than it is as a fruit tree.
But he says v'chein, like he says coming off of Rav Chisda.
Yeah, this is just another application of that same halacha. It's the same yesod. It's the same yesod.
I don't understand, but there, it's because the tree is doing damage to something. How?
No, not in the case of Mula B'damin. Not damaging anything, not losing anything, but I have a way to make more money because this is worth $10 as a fruit tree and $20 as lumber.
But then you should say...
So therefore, if it's also worth more money to me as a house, so that's also mutter tzarech l'makomo.
But that's... And that's not minei uvei, though. Like...
That's a chiddush. But once you go ahead, that's what I... So, as I said, is the rush a chiddush? Yes. But is it a mistaber chiddush? The rush says it's very mistaber. Because the yesod is that it's only... Know, whether you want to say it like the Rambam, it's only Asur Derech Hashchasa. For this, ultimately, the point is the same. Now, I agree with you that there's a chiluk. You could make a chiluk. You could argue with the Rush. The Beis Yankif's argument, saying that arguing with the Rush is a good argument. It's just not muhach in any of the Rishonim. Yeah.
How do you not be machalik between monetary value and other types of value? Nowhere in the world does it speak of anything that's not monetary value.
I don't understand your question. You're asking on who?
On the Rush. Who seems to...
You want to disagree with the Rush.
Yeah.
You and Yomi. You want to say that the only thing we're matir should be this. The answer is this is monetary value. This is more valuable as house space than it is as tree space.
That's not monetary value.
Sure it is. So first of all, you could monetize it, like I gave you my example of a Midtown Manhattan. But you don't even need to monetize it. It's the same thing. It is more valuable in a different state than in its current state. The different state could be as firewood, and a different state could be as lumber, and a different state could be as a house.
But what about cutting down a tree for more light? How is that?
Well, it happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch Harav is, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Aruch Shulchan Aruch Matu that even. They think that's also Bechlal the Rush.
Right, so how can that be monetized?
What do you mean? Right now, this is Masik my room. Right now, I can't use my room.
On selling your house.
No, I can't use my room during... What's the difference between ruining the grapes and ruining my bedroom? I can't use my bedroom during the day the way I want to. I have to use candles, right? I can't see anything with candles anyway. Because of this for stunking a tree. That's mazik. Yeah.
So according to this, the Gemara makes a point of saying that seemingly that the vineyard is more valuable than the date tree. So what if it wasn't that you liked it more? Did the vineyard have to be more monetarily valuable in order to cut the tree?
So now, I don't know if it's mukha and Gemara one way or the other. We know that who was it? Shmuel felt that, you know, he would rather have grapes than dates. Now, you're assuming that that's because it's more valuable, and that's what Tosus assumes as well, and the Hemshech of the Gemara. Right, let's read the Gemara, but we didn't read the end. Rav Chisda Chaza Tali be gufni. Amr lei la rise akrinu gufni. Kani dikli. Lo kani gufni. Right? Good. Now, what's the Rush saying? The Rush is saying it's more valuable as a room, let's say, than as a fruit tree. So it's, again, the Rush held. Could you argue? Yeah, there's another tzad. But the Rush, Svar Pshuta, is that if I see this as more valuable as a bedroom than as an orchard, so then that's mutter. That's tzarach makoma. What difference does it make that it's, you know, why my shna more valuable as a fruit, you know, grapes than dates, or bedroom than grapes? It's the same basic idea. Again, I agree with Yomi that you could make an argument with Chalik. But the Rush is saying the more simpler argument is that it's more valuable. Okay, now, the Pashup Shat is that once I say something is mutter, then it's mutter. There's no sakana. However, the Yaivitz disagrees. It's a famous shilth. Yaivitz chilk al sinayin vav. And he says, well, let's stop for a moment. The Gemara, we read this before, tells the story of Shichvas Bri, who died young because he was a katz te'ena b'loi zimne. So it was a mistama, very big tzaddik. So he wasn't just doing this derech hashchasa. He had a good reason to chop down this fruit tree. He knew the Rush, right? And still he did it. He knew the halach and he did it, he said. So if so, why'd he die? Apparently, there's a danger in cutting down fruit trees, even when it's technically mutter. At least for Hasidim. At least for Hasidim. He writes, it's Asr Misham Shakana, and he quotes our Gemara. Chasram Lomar Sha'avar Alav Dei Raisa. Muchach the Chasid Gadol Haya. V'loi Nimsa Shum Avon Acher. Ki B'chet Omeis. Look at the Lashon. He says, he only died because of this. How do you know? Ruach HaKadosh. No. He knew his son. His son didn't do any other Avera. Except for this. So it's very strange. Like, this guy is mamish. You know, he did zero aveiros, except he destroyed fruit trees there, chashchasa. He's over on the lab for his kabad.
Didn't below Zamana, Mashma, they didn't do the right thing? What is below Zamana? You cut it down below Zamana.
Well, but it means it was still producing fruits.
Isn't that Mashma a little bit that there was something wrong with it?
Avada, but it wasn't, there's something wrong with it, but it wasn't over on the Yisr.
How do you know that? We're assuming because he's an Angora, so he didn't do it.
I'm saying, well, no. Well, he says even better. Because this is the only Aveira he did. That's the Yaivitz's deal. The only Aveira he did. How do you know? He looked at his son. He said, I know, my son only did one Aveira in his whole life, so it must be that was what caused him to die.
Yeah,
it wasn't Aveira.
He
only did one thing. Yeah, but how would you... Let's say he did a real Aveira and he did this. Right? He sent Lashon Hara once. So how do you know that maybe he died because of the Lashon Hara? Right? Must be that he died because of this. But if this is the only thing he did, it couldn't have really been an Aveira. So then why did he die? Must be that the pshat is mipnei shakadosh baruch hu medakta kim chasidav kechut ha-saira demai rishai mulu b'damim o shatzach ha-makoimai, and therefore it's mutter ach ein zeh mishnas chasidim ulefi shechasid haya nesaf v'leisim no afogat v'lechol adam shari. Inami lekule alma nami ika sakanta is mitzupik two possibilities. Either it's only sakana for chassidim that Hashem is midakti kachot hasayra. Maybe it's a sakana for everybody. Okay, that's what he says. Now, those who came after the Yaivitz pointed out that the Rambam didn't say anything about this. The Smag, all the poskim, all the Rishonim, nobody ever mentioned this sakana, right? The Rash, Rabbi Yerucham, they paskin straight. It's mutter to cut down derech makoimai. You would, you could sue the Rash for a terrible, maybe it wouldn't be ritzicha, it would be manslaughter for like saying, it's mutter to cut down fruit trees letzarch mekomo if doing so is going to kill you, right? So yesh ledayek. So maybe. So what about the diok? Well, maybe the pshat was he was towa in the shear. It says below zimne, meaning to say, hey, you know, he thought that this tree produced 0.9 kabin, and it was actually still producing 1.1 kabin. We don't have to make him into an avarya. He made a mistake, or he didn't understand the halacha. You know, he thought that it's motor letzar harvacha. We can give answers. We don't have to make him into an avarya. So lamaisa, therefore, many poskim disagree with the yaivitz. And if you look at the tshuva from Avad Yosef, he gives a number of achrayim who disagree with the Ayvitz, among them the Binyan Sion and the Chassam Sofer. And that's why we saw from Rav Avadia doesn't think we pass like the Ayvitz. There's an interesting tshuva from the Minchas Eluzer, who says that he has a Kabbalah from his father that he still can't to avoid paskening these shilas, because it's a sakana not just for the person who does it, but for the paisik. Okay? Yeah, so Rav Avadia didn't think you have to be choshesh for that either. And therefore, we'll see in a moment, maybe there's a raya to this from the Taz, or a raya against this from the Taz. But Lamaisa, Chassidish poskim especially, or Chassidim, are very hesitant about doing this. Chamira sakanta yosem yisura. So they won't cut it down. Those who do want to cut it down, so they will do a mitzvah with it, they'll build a sukkah in its place. So in that room that was where the tree once occupied, you'll like make a retractable roof for a sukkah, maybe that's different. Okay. But I think, generally speaking, non-Chassidish poskim are less, you know, don't object. But there are even non-Chassidish poskim who are nervous, because after all, like we say, Chamira Sakanta Yosem Yisura, and, you know, gets you nervous.
Why is one halacha so much more serious than other?
Adam eats asada. It's a pisod. In other words, now it's not the time to do that. But when you look at the Sfarim, especially the Sifrei Sod, they talk right. Those psukim are so obscure and basically impossible to understand. Al pi pshat. There's like five different theories. Ki adam eats asada. Chiyad, right? So whenever you see psukim like that, comparing people to trees and the like, you know that there's something deeper going on. So, ein lano esek ministaros, but it relates to that point, relates to that secret, whatever exactly the secret is happening over there. And that already you see from the Gemara. Now, what's the pshat? Is that only the makom that it's aser, or even the makom that it's mutter? That's already the machloekes hapaiskim. There's an interasanta taz, which may be relevant here. The Taz is in Siman Kuf Tazayin, Sifkat and Vav. There, it's talking about things that are Asir Minei Sakana, and the Taz lists a bunch of things, and he writes, B'toch Dvarav Od, Acher Matzinu Sha'asru Chazal Mepnei Sakana, Shalalakot Ilan Ose Peiros, and he quotes our Gemara. So this is a very perplexing line. What do you mean? They asered Mepnei Sakana, Shalalakot Ilan Ose Peiros. As far as I know, that's Asur Deraisa. So first of all, what do you mean Asur Chazal? So this is Deraisa. And second of all, it's not Asur because of Sakana, it's Asur because the Torah said it's Asur. Right? It's only because of Sakana. We're low Darshin and Taima Dikra. Is that what he's telling you? And moreover, you know, we already saw in Rishonim that it's aser to be mashchis all things, not just pre-eights. So the Minchas Eluzer says, oh, vus is pshat. The Taz means what I said. Chazal aser even in cases when shalai b'dar chashchasa. That's the chiddush. That's not aser min ha-tayra. That's the way he puts it. And that, he says, is Miyashev, the Gilead Marshal, is the one that already asked this question. What do you mean? Is it Mr. Deraisa? How could you call it Asu Chazal? No. The Yisr of Chazal is Derech, is when it's Derech Chazal. No, it's not a great answer. in the sense that, what do you mean, asru chazal? Chazal didn't asr, dafka chazal, right? The Minchas Elulah is trying to express why you shouldn't do it even when it's mutter, right? So what he means is asru chazal due to the sakana. In other words, there's the Israel, it's about tashchis, and that's an Isser d'Araisa, and that doesn't apply when it's tzarech l'makon ma'or, for example. And then there's asru chazal machmas sakana, that's what the Taz says, asru chazal machmas sakana, because chazal, you know, and that's what the Taz is saying.
But where did Chazal do that?
So you have to say, when Chazal said don't do things that are sakana, then this was included, I suppose. And that's why they invoke this story. That's why the Gemara brings this story to teach us that lesson. Now, you're right. Is it a dochak reading? Perhaps it's a little dochak because he says asru chazal. But what's the alternative? The alternative is more dochak, right? Asru chazal means midaraisa. And why does he say derech sakana? It's time of the crow, right? So. I don't know. So again, some say Adaraba. You say Fakert. You could. So is it Muchach from the Taz? No. But there's no good way to read the Taz. So this might be. I think you can make a case this is the best way to read the Taz. We'll put it that way. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? We're going to talk about Mechila. Ah, a very interesting topic. Yeah, don't say that. Take a look at the Ravid on the next Gemara. It's very interesting, as well as the Meiri. I'd like you to see the Ravid and the Meiri, and of course the Rambam, and Hilchos Mazik Perakei Halacha Yud. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek, like you said, it's almost Elul. And the Rambam also in Hilchos Deos. So there are three Rambams where this is discussed.
And,
it's quoted, all three of them are quoted in our Gemara. It's Perek Vav Halacha Vav. But all three Rambams are in the Mishpat. One and one in the next. Two in the first and then one in the next one. And then we'll talk, I guess we'll take it from there.